Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Alan Irwin, who was commentating on Leicester against Everton at the weekend. Morning to you, Al.
Good morning, Steve.
Hard not to hear those chants and, well, almost a demand now by the Everton fans.
Yeah, and I think when you get the hardcore of Everton supporters, and I'm referring to those that travel to away matches in their numbers, as Evertonians do, when you hear those chants, it's quite sad, isn't it, really? And you almost feel that there's no way back for Roberto Martinez when you hear the chants of get out of our club. And I did feel quite sad when I heard those chants, but it's a reflection, really, of the mood of the die-hard supporters, and there are an awful lot of them. I can understand the protests that were made at Everton last week, and that was a very, very small number compared to the attendance of 38,000 as it was. You know, you've only got 100 or so who were prepared to stay behind. But, you know, these fans that travel to every single game up and down the country have certainly made their views heard now. And let's face it, it was a very, very poor Everton performance on Saturday, and one that left fans disillusioned, Steve.
Mm. Well, we're not just talking about little pockets of fans either, are we, Al?
No, not at all. No, no. You know, there were, what, almost 2,500 fans, was there, at Leicester on Saturday? But it's very difficult to, you know, get an opinion from an Everton fan now, other than Roberto Martinez has to go. So you do feel that, you know, he's beyond redemption in that respect. You know, I've solicited the views of many of my Evertonian friends, and I don't think that there's anybody really who sees a way back for him now. And the support has gone. The progress that Everton made in the first year, which many have said was on the back of David Moyes when Martinez arrived, has disappeared completely. And when you consider, Steve, Everton have only got 44 points. The benchmark for clubs battling for their very survival in the Premier League when they set out at the start of their campaign is generally 40 points. Everton could finish the season with 44 points, 45 if they can get a point from one of the last two games against clubs battling to stay in the league themselves. Now, that is not reflective of what we're looking for at Everton Football Club by any stretch of the imagination.
Is there a right time to do this, Al? I mean, supporters would have said, and we spoke with MJ before, supporters would have said a couple of months ago, have been the right time. It's been left to drag, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Are they just going to see the season out and then do the business behind closed doors?
It appears so, Steve, but I said after the FA Cup semi-final defeat that, quite frankly, you didn't need a manager for the final four games because the season was effectively over. It wouldn't have mattered whether Roberto Martinez was in situ or not. I didn't feel that they even needed to appoint, but the fact there's been no statement has left many of the fans thinking the club's in limbo. You know, what are they going to do? Surely they're not going to retain the current Everton manager over the summer months. It's a very, very difficult situation for, obviously, the chairman and the board have got to make that decision, but I do feel it will be in the summer. I was disillusioned with the performance as well on Saturday in respect of, I've always struggled with the phrase, Steve, of the players aren't playing for the manager, you know, and I think, you know, what a load of tosh. Players play for themselves, don't they, most of the time? Mm. A lot of those players on the pitch on Saturday, Steve, are still playing for places in Euro final squads, aren't they? But for the first time in, you know, the years and years that I've been following football, I almost got the statement. Those players looked as though they had lost their belief completely in their manager. The whole attitude from start to finish didn't seem right. A sort of ineptitude there and a disillusionment from the players as to what they were supposed to do. They didn't seem to care about the outcome. And let's face it could have been a much, much heavier defeat at Leicester.
It's an easy excuse, isn't it? I mean, Everton have allowed their opponents 70 shots in the past two away games. The fact they've only conceded seven is probably a little bit lucky for them, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, a missed penalty again at the weekend with Jamie Vardy. The game at Liverpool, well, the second half was entirely played in Everton's half, wasn't it? They were lucky that it was only four extenuating circumstances, maybe with a red card and down to 10 men, but there were no circumstances that you could state on Saturday that should have allowed that performance. You know, let's face it, Leicester were the ones who'd been out celebrating all week. It looked as though Everton had been out on the lash, never mind the Leicester players, didn't it? It did look as though they just turned up on Friday, a bunch of lads, and said, right, you know, almost like a Sunday league outfit, you know, who have we got to fill the you know, 11 starting places, and some of the football, you know, well, it didn't warrant the school of science, to say the least, did it?
Entirely forgettable. It's amazing how managerial stock can change so quickly. Yeah. It wasn't that long ago Liverpool were tapping up Roberto Martinez. Yeah. We saw the pictures of Roberto over there in America, wasn't he, with John W. Henry? And then, of course, two years ago, Claudio Ranieri's stock was sort of low as a pig's belly. You know, Greece were sacking him. And look how everything changes now.
Well, that is exactly, Steve, a reflection of the society that we live in. We live in an instant society where everything needs to be done immediately, you know, from your mobile phone to your iPads and tablets. Everything's available at the touch of the button. You want instant results in everything. And I'm afraid football is no different. And we'll never see the likes of Ferguson and Wenger again in terms of managerial tenures that last that sort of period. Everything is 2 or 3 years. You know, Jurgen Klopp, if he fails next year, let's face it, the pressure will be on from not just Liverpool fans, but the board themselves, because it's a massive business, and you are required to achieve. Only one manager can win the Premier League every year, and yet you look at the turnover that there is in an effort to strive and achieve for that immediate success. How does poor old Nigel Pearson feel at Leicester, given what he achieved at the end of last season, Steve? 7 wins from the last 9 games. Does he take a little bit of credit for what's gone on at Leicester? I haven't heard anybody talking about that.
No, not much at all. And how things have changed in terms of how, you know, how managers are tapped up or spoken to, or the next manager that comes along. For example, we see the quotes today around Frank de Boer, and his agent has said he'd love to join a club like Everton or Valencia, says Guido Albers. I mean, you wouldn't have had this 5 years ago, would you? It's almost openly touting. I think a little bit of that is, are the club interested? How would the fans react to it? Is the agent himself is sort of gauging the temperature of the water there?
Oh, without doubt, Steve. Let's face it, if you don't believe that goes on in the modern game, and it happens not just with managers, but with players when they meet on international duty, etc. And it is the rise and prominence that agents play in the game that, you know, brings these moves more than anything else. Frank de Boer has probably not said a word. It's his agent, isn't it? Exactly. Putting his name in the frame, getting a big money move and actually profiting from it himself. And that happens with players and managers alike. But it really is something in the modern game. And when you look at the amount of fees that were disclosed recently that agents have made, and Liverpool were up there as one of the top, or you should say maybe the worst in terms of paying fees to agents, then it's not going to go away, Steve, because it's a big, big business for them.
So what's an upgrade on Roberto Martinez, Al?
Yeah, this is the thing, isn't it? And I did hear earlier, I'm just travelling onto a job, and I did hear you chat with MJ before from the Bleacher Report. And I have to agree with what he said. Why can't Everton approach managers of the like of Jose Mourinho? They should be, you know, looking to bat above their average, so to speak, and not targeting the likes of Eddie Howe and Mark Hughes, who are run-of-the-mill Premier League managers, because, you know, they haven't really proven anything as yet, have they? There's no titles there between any of them. Eddie Howe has just about kept Bournemouth in the Premier League. He's a young, upcoming manager. They need to get somebody of the ilk of the Frank de Boers, maybe, who's delivering the goods over in Holland, not quite done it this season with Ajax, but he's got a great name in terms of playing ability, and a bit like Ronald Koeman, who's from that sort of era and has shown that he's got the knowledge and capability to perform in the Premier League. But instant success, you know, again, we talk about that. If he hasn't done the job for Everton in, in the first 12 months, there'll be massive pressure on a manager again at Goodison Park. So it's very, very difficult. And, you know, you can understand why some fans get a little disillusioned at times.
Al, thank you very much indeed. Where does the road lead today?
The Midland Hotel in Manchester.
What's happening there?
Well, there's a football conference, which I have to sweep up a lot of the speakers, you know, from various...
Good on you.
Do a few interviews with them, yeah.
No one better to do it. Alan Owen, thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, Steve. Have a good day. Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.